This week's parsha, Parshas Tazria, we discuss several halachos regarding the nega of teras, and we know that there's a nega of teras which can appear on someone's head, on their scalp, and also on the rest of their body, as well as their begadim, their clothing, or their houses. And further into the parsha, it says in Perek Gimel, Pasuk Nun Hey, when talking about the nega of the beged, he uses the phrase at the end of Pasuk Nun Hey, Pecheses hi bekarachto o vegavachto, which means that the affliction, this tzaras, is an affliction that's in his warm garment or in his new garment. Bekarachto o vegavachto. Now this phrase, bekarachto o vegavachto, appears earlier when the Torah discusses the tzaras that could appear on someone's head. So in that case, but when it's talking about the tzaras that appears on someone's head, it says, for example, in Pasuk Mem Gimel, it says that v'ra'osah ha'kohen v'nei se'ez ha'nega levana ademdemes bekarachto o. So again, it says that the tzaras there is either in the his posterior or frontal baldness. So it's either in the back or the front of his head. Over there, the word karakto vegavachto actually means something different when it's talking about a person's head as compared with clothing. But be that as it may, it's still the same phrase, karakto vegavachto. And the Torah Tumimah quotes the Drasha, which appears in a few places in the Gemara and Shas. And he quotes, the Gemara tells us, the Gemara quotes a Braisa, Rav Nasa ben Avtulmas Omer, Minayin l'prichas begadim shi tahora. How do we know that if the taras would completely spread throughout the beged, it would be considered a sign that it's tahar? As we find that that is halacha that the Torah explicitly says regarding taras on a person's body, that if the taras completely, if his body turns completely white, then that's a sign that he's tahar. The Kohen says he's tahar. So how do we know that the same is true when it comes to clothing? Nemer karachas v'gabachas v'begadim, and nemer karachas v'gabachas v'adam. It uses this phrase of karachas and gabachas, v'karachto v'gabachto, regarding the clothing. And it also says it regarding a person. Ma'ala halam parach b'kulo tahar, just like by the person, if the tzaras would spread throughout, he would be tahar. Afkam parach b'kulo tahar, so too, if the affliction, if the color, the discoloration spreads throughout the beged, that's a sign that it's tahar. So that is the that's the brisa which Tartima quotes, and as he quotes it from the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Gemara in Sanhedrin points out that this is really a machlokes between Rav Nosson and the Chacham. The Chacham are anonymous. The brisa doesn't actually quote any people who argue, any Chacham that argue with this din, but in the Gemara assumes. In Sanhedrin, the Gemara apparently knows that there were Chachamim who disagreed with this halacha. That they held that, in fact, if the discoloration would spread throughout the beged, it would still be tameh. So the Torah Tumimah discusses the fact that it would seem that there's a machlokes here between Rav Nosson and the Chachamim and the Rabbanim. And he explains the reason why the Rabbanim disagree with Rav Nosson. The Torah Tumimah suggests is because what's the reason why a person is tahar when the tzaras, when the discoloration spreads throughout the body and he's completely white? So the way the Torah Tumimah explains, as he explained earlier in the Torah Tumimah, he explains that the reason is it's a sign that the disease is going out of the body. That's coming, that inside he's becoming more healthy and it's all coming out. That's the way he explains it. So he says that according to this svara, the Rabbanan would say that that's a svara that only exists by a person, that there's an inside and the outside and it's coming out, so he's getting healthier. But that's not true, but beged is nothing. It's not a question of health. So therefore, there's nothing to talk about, the svara doesn't apply. And therefore, they hold, the Rabbanan maintain that if the taras, if the discoloration would spread throughout the beged, it's still tameh. But Rabbi Nassim, he thinks that the svara can still apply to the beged. So that's the way the Torah Tumimah explains the machlokas. Therefore, he suggests that this can answer a question that the Kesef Mishnah has on the halacha of the Rambam. The Rambam paskins in Perek Yud Beis halacha ches of Tumas Saras. The Rambam paskins about the beged that he passed like Rav Nosson, that if the beged would spread throughout the if the tzaras would spread, the discoloration would spread throughout the beged, then the beged's tahar. So the Kesef Mishnah questions, how could it be that the Rambam is paskining like Rav Nosson against the Chacham? Usually we paskin like the Rov. So if there are Rabbanan who argue with Rav Nosson, we should paskin like the Rabbanan. And therefore, the Torah Tumima suggests that it could be that the Rambam understood that since the reason not to make, as the Torah Tumima writes, the reason that the Chachamim don't agree with the Hekesh is just because they don't think Misvara works out. But as the Torah Tumima pointed out, it's not the Svara, whether or not to say the Svara by a Beged or not, is not necessarily conclusive. So maybe the Svara does apply to a Beged, maybe the Svara doesn't apply to a Beged. So whatever the Svara is, why the Tzaraas should be Tahar, may or may not apply to a Beged. And therefore, the Rambam understood that since it's not Mukhrach one way or the other, so the Rambam decided that he would paskin like the Rav Nosson, because it's not Mukhrach that we don't hold like this Hekesh. And then the Torah Tumima suggests, he points out that, and it would seem that the Gemara and the Zevachim in Mem Tesma Beis would seem to support the Pesach of the Rambam that we hold like Rav Nosson. So we'll come back to that in a minute. But just getting back to what the Torah Tumima actually says, it seems that there's a little bit of a difficulty here. The truth is, the Torah Tumima seemed to misspeak. He said that the Chachamim are arguing with Rav Nosson regarding a matter of a svara, whether or not to say the hekesh. But in truth, this isn't a hekesh. This is what we call a gzer shava. What's the difference between a hekesh and a gzer shava? A hekesh means that there's two things that are compared. Let's say the Torah would go ahead and refer to two things. They would juxtapose two things in a pasuk. So because the Torah juxtaposes two different words or two different ideas, two different areas of halacha, so that creates a connection. There's an idea of a hekesh, that there's a connection between those two areas, and therefore we could learn, we could carry over some halachas one to the other. We could transfer some of the halachas from one to the other. However, a gzera shava means that the same exact words, the same phrase or words are used in two separate areas of the Torah. So it's not a juxtaposition between two things, but rather it's actually the same word, but it appears in two different places. And because it's the same word, that's a basis to make connections between those two places and, again, transfer the halachos. So there's two types of limudim, and they're similar. One is a hekesh, one is a gzer shava. Now, the Torah Tumima refers to this as a hekesh, but the truth is, this is really a gzer shava that Rav Nosson is making. He's saying that the Torah uses the phrase bekarach tov v'gabach tov regarding the tzaras by the beged, by the clothes. And it also uses the same phrase bekarach tov v'gabach tov when it talks about the tzaras on a person's head. Therefore, we can carry over the halachos that apply to a person's head, the tzaras on a person's head, we can carry over that same halacha to the tzaras of clothing. And that's a gzer shava between the words b'karach tov v'gabach tov. But this is not a hekesh, a gzer shava. What's the difference? The difference is that we have a principle that a person does not make a gzer shava on his own. So if a person doesn't make a gzer shava on his own, that means to say that a person only, we have a klal, that a person only says the gzer shava that he learned from his Rebbe. So it has to be given over b'kabbalah as a mesorah. As opposed to a hekesh, maybe a hekesh is something that, as the Torah Tumima seems to indicate correctly, hekesh could be a matter of svara. So if somebody thinks that there's juxtaposition, that he has some svara to carry over a halacha, so he can do so. And if another chacham, one of the Tanaim, would disagree, so he'll argue, he thinks the svara, even though there's juxtaposition, we shouldn't make any drasha to be makish one to the other. So the hekesh, he won't agree to the hekesh. So you can have such a machlokas. That's misvara. However, when it comes to gzera shava, it's not a question of svara. Either you have the misora that you make such a gzera shava, or you don't have that misora. So it would seem that the simple pshat in the machlokas here, if there's a machlokas between the rabbanim, the anonymous chachamim, and Reb Nosson, it would seem to be that they have to argue that there's no such gzera shava. So if they hold that there's no such gzera shava, so there's nothing to talk about. It's not a matter of svara. So it would seem that what the Torah Tumim wants to suggest doesn't really hold any water. It doesn't seem to apply in this case because this is a matter of Zer Shava. So either there's a Masorah or there's no Masorah. So Reb Nosson had a Masorah and the Chacham didn't have a Masorah. So first of all, that would be the simple answer for the Rambam, because some suggest that when you have a Machlokas between two Chachamim, and you know, Machlokas Tanayim, where one makes a Zer Shava and one just doesn't hold from it, so lahalacha, maybe we hold like the gzera shava. Why? Because what's the other chacham saying? The other chacham is simply saying, I don't have the masorah to have such a gzera shava. So no, the fact that he didn't hear such a gzera shava, he didn't learn that from his rebbe, doesn't mean that it's not a true masorah that existed. So therefore, if one of the chachamim has a masorah to make a gzera shava, and the other chacham doesn't have such a masorah, so we're not going to say that the halacha should follow the one who doesn't have it, because it's not that he knows for sure there is an gzera shava, he just doesn't have it. He just didn't learn that from his rebbe. But that doesn't mean that it's not a true gzera shava. Therefore, la halacha could be that we'll paskin like the chacham who has the gzera shava. So in this case, Reb Nosson has a gzera shava, and the chacham disagree. Let's say because they just don't have such a Masorah to make a Gzer Shava. So it would seem that the Rambam paskins very well. The Rambam paskins like the Chacham who has a Gzer Shava. So he paskins like Reb Nosson. Just getting back to what the Torah Tumim says at the end, it's interesting. He, after saying his suggestion to answer the question of the Ketz Mishnah, how could it be that the Rambam paskins like Reb Nosson, a Yachid, against the Chachamim, the Rabbanon, who are seemingly a majority. So how could it be that he paskins like the individual chacham against the majority? That was the Ketz Mishnah's question. And the Torah Tumim gave his answer, which we, as we explained, doesn't seem to work out. However, after giving that suggestion, then the Torah Tumim says, there seems to be some indication that the Rambam Pesach is right from the Gemara and Zvachim. But the way the Torah Tumim presents it doesn't sound like this is a real good raya for the Rambam. And it's just interesting because if you look at the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah, so you have the Kesef Mishnah is one of the commentaries on the Rambam where he asked the question. But also on the page of the Rambam is the Mishnah Melech, and the Mishnah Melech says explicitly to answer the question of the Kesef Mishnah that if you look at the Gemara in Zeh Makamon in Zvachim and Tesma Beis, it's clear that the Gemara thinks the halacha follows like Reb Nosson, and that's why the Rambam paskin like Reb Nosson. So according to Mishnah Melech, at least, this is in fact the real reason why the Rambam paskin like Reb Nosson. What does the Gemara there say? This goes back to the issue that we just discussed. The Gemara there is discussing what happens if you have two types of limudim. Can you build one limud on top of another? As we explained, let's say there's such a thing as a hekesh, and there's such a thing as a gzera shava. Then the hekesh means that there's two words or two areas of halacha that are juxtaposed, let's say, in a phrase or in a verse, there's a juxtaposition, and therefore that can be a basis to carry over some of the halachas from one area of halacha to another based on the juxtaposition as it appears in the Torah. The other type of drasha, let's say, is gzera shava, where it's the same words that appear in two totally different places in the Torah. So they're not juxtaposed, they're not in the same place, but it's the same exact words, and therefore there's a possible connection, and again, we could transfer the halachos. So the Gemara wants to know, can you build one on top of the other? In other words, if you've already transferred some halachos, let's say, through the mechanism of hekesh, that you've already transferred it through a juxtaposition between two things, you've transferred a halacha, so now can you then go ahead and go further and say, well, now that second area of halacha has a certain terminology which appears elsewhere in the Torah. So now with Gzer Shava, we want to further extend the same halacha two steps removed from the original source, and we want to apply the same halacha to not only the second place through a hekesh, but even to the third place through an extent by extension through the Gzeir Shava. So the Gemara wants to know if that's possible. Can we do such a thing? So the Gemara asks, "Davar alam behekish mal sheimel b'gzeir shava." Something a law which is already transferred through the mechanism of hekish through the juxtaposition in the Torah, can it then also be transferred further through the mechanism of gzeir shava through the same words that appear in two different places? So what does the Gemara say? Tashma, let's bring a proof. From this brisa, Reb Nosson ben Talmas Omer, v'nein l'pricha v'begadim shitara, never krachas v'gabachas v'begadim, never krachas v'gabachas v'adim. Reb Nosson has a gzer shava. He says, just like it says krachas v'gabachas by the person, malalam parach v'kulo tahar, so just like by a person's, the tarath on a person's head, we say that if it's parach v'kulo, if it completely spreads throughout, then it's tahar. Afkan, so too by the begadim, parach v'kulo tahar, through this mechanism of Gzer Shava, the same words, Karachas v'gabachas, Bekarachto v'gabachto, that appears by the Tzaras and Begadim, we could say the same halacha applies here by Begadim, that if the Tzaras spreads throughout the Beged, the entire Beged, then it would be Tahar. The Gemara says, V'hasim nolan, but how do you know, in fact, by the other place, by the original place where it says Bekarachto v'gabachto, by the Tzaras on a person's head, how do you know that the halacha is so, that if the Tzaras would spread throughout the head, the discoloration is completely spread throughout the person's head, then he would be tahar. So the Gemara says, well, we know that, dichsiv, because there's a pasuk that says, Meira Shov, Yareg Lav. When it talks about the tzaras on a person's body, it says, Meira Shov, Yareg Lav, from his head until his feet. So there's a hekish, the Gemara says, the iskish rosho l'regel. So we compare the tzaras on a person's head to the tzaras on a person's rego, which in this context refers to the rest of a person's body. In other words, the head is separated from the rest of the body. So there's a tzaras that could exist on a person's head alone, and then there's a tzaras that exists on the rest of the body. So since the halacha, the pasuk explicitly says, the Torah explicitly says, by a person's body, that if the tzaras spreads throughout the body, such a person would be considered tahar. So too, through this hekesh, that this the phrase mirashov yaraglov, there's a comparison that's drawn between the tzaras on a person's head and the tzaras on a person, the rest of a person's body. So if the halacha is that the tzaras on a person's body, if it spreads throughout the body, then the person is tahar. So too, by the head, if the tzaras spreads throughout the person's the discoloration spreads throughout the head, he's tahar there as well. And that's a hekesh. So according to Reb Nosson, he's making a gzer shava between the tzaras of a person's head to the tzaras of a begadim, but even by a person's head, we only know that if the tzaras spreads throughout the head, it's tahar from the hekish that compares the tzaras of a person's head to the tzaras of a person's body. Therefore, the Reb Nosson is really utilizing a gzer shava that's already built on a hekish. And therefore, the Gemara says, if so, we see that we can, in fact, make we can in fact build a limud on top of a limud, and we can learn this halacha that when tzaras spreads throughout, that's a sign that it's tahar. We can in fact learn that from the gzer shava that's already built on a hekesh. So according to this explanation, according to this Gemara, the Mishnah Melech says this is in fact the basis for the Rambam, that the Rambam sees that the Gemara is bringing a proof from Reb Nosson that we can in fact make a Gzer Shava built on a Hekesh. And therefore, if the Gemara says that, it's clear that the Halacha follows Reb Nosson. And so, getting back to the Torah Tumimah, it would seem that the Torah Tumimah's suggestion to explain, to answer the Kesef Mishnah's question, why is it that the Rambam passing like Reb Nosson as opposed to the Rabbanan? So his suggestion that there's a Svara, that the Chacham are arguing Misvara, and since that's not Mukhrach, the Rambam held like Reb Nosson. We pointed out that that's not, that doesn't seem to work out over here, because in fact Reb Nosson is really saying Gzer Shava, and that's not a matter of Svara. And rather, we would suggest that the Chacham simply don't hold from the Gzer Shava. If so, it's possible that the Rambam, just based on that, holds like Reb Nosson, because if Reb Nosson has Gzer Shava and the Chachamim don't have that Misora to have Gzer Shava, that means that they didn't hear it from there, that they weren't taught that, but that doesn't mean that it's not true, and therefore, maybe the Rambam Paskin is like Reb Nosson because of that. Or alternatively, as the Torah Tumimah suggests, as an afterthought, it would seem that the Rambam perhaps truly is based on the Gemara in Zvachim, Mem Tesma Beis, where the Gemara clearly seems to hold that the halacha follows from Nassan, that when the Tzaras spreads throughout a Beged, that is a sign that is Tara. Thank you very much.